Chavakuk, Perek, Gimel, Pasuk, Tezayin, wrapping up Sefer Chavakuk, a lesser known, perhaps to us, Navi, but a tremendously sensitive one. And this, the Pasuk here, this is a tremendous tefillah. He's going through the entire sweep of Jewish history, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu forged the special relationship with us, and did ultimately take his vengeance on those who would oppress and murder and destroy us and torture us. So Hamas's days are numbered too, even though that might be very hard for us to realize right now. But Shamati Vatirgaz Bitni, I heard, and my innards, my belly, my gut shuddered. L'kol Tzalalu Sefasai, at the report, at the news of what I was hearing about, my lips quivered and trembled. Yavo Rakov Ba'atsamai. Rot, decay entered my bones, so I felt tremendously weak. Batachtai ergoz, and I shook in my place. I was literally shaking. Asher anuach liyom tzara, that the time that I would rest is going to be a day of troubles. The time I should have rested is going to become a day of distress. La los la'am yudena, to bring up a people that are going to come up with its troops. So what are we talking about? So some of the Mefarshim say this is historic. This is a reference to Bavel, that I heard what happened to Mitzrayim, and I knew someday it was going to come for me too. And so all this quivering and quaking and decaying and nerves are coming from the non-Jews who would kill us, the Babylonians, the Medes, the Romans, the heathen nations. They're going to be unsuccessful to prevail against Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Throughout all of history, they quake. But Ramendel Hirsch has a beautiful shot that I really like. He says, the heart of a Jewish prophet is not jubilant at the thought of the sinner's downfall. When Hashem carries out his judgment, the prophet sees in the sinner only an unhappy fellow man doomed to punishment and collapse. Like in Yeshayahu, the prophet's outburst of sorrow at the downfall of Bavel. At the sight of God's judgment, it refers primarily to the downfall of non-Jewish nations. But the Navi is not rejoicing over it, is not dancing over what happens to all of these human beings. And that's a beautiful pshat as well, that it's not just that the nations themselves are weak, but that we ourselves shouldn't be walking around all puffed up. Look at us, look what happened to the Goyim. The death of Hitler didn't bring back 6 million people. And Jews who lived through that generation knew it. Was there a joy at the downfall of Hitler and at the death of the Nazi? Of course there was. But was there not also a trembling and a feeling on the inside of something's missing? Yitzayin, there's only so much of the... there's a German word, because only the Germans could invent such a word. Schadenfreude. Joy at the suffering of someone else. It takes a German mind to understand that deeply. The Jews don't always experience Schadenfreude. The Malachim sing Shiro when Paro is drowned at the Yamsuf. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them? Don't sing Shiro, my creations are being drowned and killed. We're trying to emulate Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanan. That takes some doing when you have human nature. Ki se'ena lo sifrach, says Pasuk Yitzayin. A fig tree will not blossom. So, most of the Mefarshim, Radak particularly, sees this as an allegory of the nations gathered around Yerushalayim with Gog u'Magog in the future. It's not going to be fruitful for them to do what they're doing. Ve'en yevul ba'gefanim, there is no produce on the vines. Kichesh ma'aseh zayis, the olive tree is going to fail. The work, ma'aseh zayis, of the olive tree is going to fail. U'shedemos lo asa ochel, the grain field will not produce food either. Gozar mimichlatzon, the flock will be cut off from the safety of the sheepfold, the sheep pen. The ein bakar barafasim, and there are no cattle in the stalls. So you would think the moment of victory is tremendous, is great. But Klal Yisrael has a lack of strength, says Matsudas David. We don't understand strategic warfare. We do the best we can, but there's no fruitfulness to it. Now, Rav Mendel Hirsch says, sublime contrast to the empathy towards the fallen enemy described, out of the soul of Israel come these glorious verses. Yisrael has no fear or doubt of its own destiny. And even if the darkest storms of fate gather around Klal Yisrael, we see ourselves bereft of everything that form conditions for the existence of any nation. Material support, food, produce, productivity, profit. But we still rely completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see the hand of God, of loving kindness, and all the vicissitudes of the fate of Klal Yisrael. Vani b'Hashem e'eloza, says Pasuk Yudches. Not me. Even if everything else is doomed, I say the Jewish people rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Agila b'Elokei Yishi. I jubilate in the God of my salvation. I celebrate. I exult. It's not about what happens to Hamas. It's about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reaffirming yet again, even in modern world, even in an internet era, that we are special to him. How odd of God to choose the Jews, said Mark Twain. I quoted him a million times. The rest of the world is still Tucker Carlson and AOC alike. Whether you're a left-wing progressive, whether you're Zahra Mamdani, whether you're a right-wing nutjob, how can the Jews still be here? They don't get it. We get it. Vani b'Hashem e'eloza. Finally, Pasuk Yates, Elokim Hashem Cheli. God the Lord is my strength. My strength is not the fig trees. My strength is not the bows. My strength is not the tanks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my strength. Vayosem raglai ko'ayolos. He made my feet as swift as a deer, as a hart, running through the forest, the fastest. Radak says, to pursue my enemies. But Naftali, ayolos shelucha, that's us. Ka'ayolos. Ve'albamosai yadricheni. He guides me on my high places. And the word bamos, unfortunately, has negative connotations with the way we behaved over the millennia. But even now, bamosai yadricheni. La natseach b'neginosai. To the conductor to play all of my melodies, all of my songs. Accompany all of my praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And lam natseach means the conductor, but it also means the one of nitzachon, the victor, the one who wins. And what did we win? We survived. That's winning. So Habakkuk is instructing the Leviim, who are playing the musical instruments, the Beis HaMikdash, that when you read this tefillah, make sure you put some music with it. Get Yossi Green to put a nice tune together. Get Shweki. Let's do it upright for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has saved us throughout Jewish history and promises to do so again and again and again. Next time, on to Tzefanya. We are progressing through Jewish history later and later. As we come now, Tzefanya coming later from the time of Chizkiah, well, post-Chizkiah, and the time of Yoshiyahu ben Amon, Melech Yehudah.